From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. With an active community alert about 7 ATM robberies in just a few weeks, today Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling will be talking about some sort of strategy to address and prevent robberies throughout the city, or at least try. That news conference is set for today at noon. And it comes as new surveillance video shows the moments thieves steal an entire ATM from a Citgo gas station in Westtown on Grand and Ashland. And the entire crime took less than 2 minutes on Thursday. You see two masked people yank the ATM and drag it into the backseat of a car waiting outside. They got away. And Chicago's full city council slated to vote next week on a security plan for this year's Democratic National Convention. It says that protesters and observers cannot bring laptops, drones, animals, or scooters within a two-block radius of the convention starting August 17th, which is 2 days before the convention starts. Protesters are already planning to march as close to the United Center as they can. And right now, hundreds of prescription drugs are in short supply across the U.S., according to the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. There are 323 shortages, they say, which is the highest number since they started tracking data back in 2001. Some of the products in short supply are OxyContin, other pain meds, along with ADHD drugs. Manufacturers cited supply and demand, business decisions, and also raw material issues as a few reasons for the shortage. Your forecast: clearing conditions and windy today with highs of 60 degrees before a warmer weekend with sunshine and temperatures in the 70s. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.